Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The deadline for submissions on a large 1,600 build-to-let apartment complex in Dublin's Drumcondra has just passed in the last few minutes. The development, which would see a number of large apartment blocks 18 stories high, built on Clonliffe Road, just 200 metres from Croke Park. The project is being opposed by local residents, but Umbawa's Planola will now begin considering the plan under the strategic housing development process, which bypasses planning permission at local authority level, as you know. Fergal Keane has been over to Drumcondra to cast his eye over the development, and he joins me now. Fergal, this is on the site of the old Holy Cross Seminary, is that right?
Yeah, and I'm told that people there might also know it as Clonliffe College, what's left of Clonliffe College. As you said, it's a couple of hundred metres from Croke Park. The history of it is that the GAA bought all of this very large site a number of years ago. They have plans for part of it themselves. Those plans include a hotel. But they sold off 8 hectares, or more than 16 acres, to the property company Hines. They're part of a large international investment fund. And Hines have applied for planning permission for 1,614 apartments, all of them on a build-to-let basis. So you won't be able to buy these, you can only rent them. Mm-hmm. Now, the company, Hines, says that the intention is to deliver high-quality apartments in line with or exceeding all requirement standards. But there is considerable local opposition to this. Almost all local politicians have spoken out against the development at various meetings which have been held over the last 18 months or so. And a campaign is also underway locally to oppose it. So I was out there today, practically in the shadow of Croke Park, with two local architects, Robert Curley and Alfonso Bonilla. Now, first, Robert told me what was planned for the site.
Hi, my name is Rob Curley. I'm an architect with Marumoto Architects. We're at the main entrance to the planned 1,614-unit build-to-rent scheme on Clonliffe Road.
You are very much against this, as are many people around here.
A number of people have raised some issues with the nature of this scheme, which is that it's build-to-rent only. This is an 8-hectare site that's half the size of Trinity College's main campus. This is entirely rental. It's spread over a dozen blocks in up to 18 stories. Part of the issue with build-to-rent is that it allows for unit mixes that disregard the Dublin City Development Plan. This means that you can have up to 70% studios and one beds, and that's exactly what's proposed in this instance. And that has a very real effect on the internal layout and the livability and suitability of the homes in this scheme.
What kind of apartments are we talking about? You're talking studio apartments and one beds. They're all very small.
They are. The standard studio apartment by Dublin City Council standards is 40 square metres. Studios in this scheme are generally 37 to 38 square metres. That's about 400 square feet. Many of these have a hotel-type layout where you come in and you've got a bathroom to one side. You then immediately enter a bedroom space. Many of those bedroom spaces are lit by an internal window, which then faces onto a very small kitchen, living, dining space, which is the only space that has natural light coming into the apartment. Many of those studios have no balcony or external space because that's not required under the lower standards of build-to-rent.
You described it to me earlier as build-to-rent on steroids.
This scheme is build-to-rent on steroids. There's build-to-rent schemes being built around the city, and many of those are being built to normal apartment standards. This scheme, less than 1 in 5 of these apartments will actually meet the space standards for traditional build-to-sell apartments. On top of that, we're talking about what is essentially an entirely new neighbourhood that will be not only entirely rental, but privately owned by a single developer, an institutional fund overseas. That is a return to absentee landlordism.
Alfonso, we're standing here on Clonliffe Road. Just there is Croke Park. When all of these apartments, if and when they're built 16 stories high, they'll be as high as Croke Park. What difference is it going to make to this area?
Well, effectively, we are talking about a potential increase in the population of Drumcondra of about 40% of the current population. So while we are actually quite excited for the prospect of having that many new neighbors, one of the main issues with this scheme is, once again, the build-to-rent nature. So we're talking about a bunch of apartments, the majority, as we said, studios and one beds, 70% of them. These units are much less adequate for long-term living, and what we have what we have found is that almost half of Irish households have children. So there isn't really an expectation of that these apartments are built or designed for the average Irish household.
The proposal is for them to be 16 stories high, but you're not against that.
No, you see, I'm actually from Mexico City, and in Mexico City, we have buildings that are 60 stories high. So, 18 stories, which is the development that is proposed, is actually not very impressive. The problem is effectively the model that is being proposed for 100% built to rent. So, effectively, the developer is choosing to use this. The incentive by the apartment design guidelines, which is the SPPR8, which is specific planning requirement number 8, to use it as an excuse to maximize the amount of units that they can fit into this development, which is actually a profit-making measure. It's not actually a measure to increase the housing stock in order to alleviate the housing crisis. So on top of this not being an actual solution to the housing crisis, it is also incentivizing an ownership crisis. I'm sure that everybody in Ireland knows somebody who's either trying to buy an apartment or a house or looking to move into more adequate living situations. This will not provide new homes for people to buy. And that is fundamentally at the heart of the problem of this scheme.
There they are, local architects Robert Curley and Alfonso Bonilla, speaking with you, Fergal, in Drumcondra today about this proposed development. What have the company Hines been saying, though?
They didn't have someone to speak on the programme today, but they said that in a statement to me, they said they flatly rejected allegations of absentee landlordism. And they said that the configuration of apartments in this development is led by the current market demand in Dublin. 70% of the demand in Dublin is for 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, and that's what they're proposing for here. And they say the building is designed in such ways that should the demand change for, say, 2 or 3 bedroom apartments, they can redesign the thing internally to provide for that. And they said that all apartments will be built to a very high construction standard. They'll all either meet or exceed the current building requirements and the current spatial requirements for buy to let, and in some many cases for buy to sell.
Okay. What is behind the surge in build-to-rent apartments at the moment?
Yeah, I went around and asked about this today. And it's not just to do with current rental values in Dublin. Now, the industry says that Irish banks are still not lending Irish builders for apartment developments. That building an apartment block is more expensive than building 100 houses. 100 apartments is more expensive than 100 houses on the flat, for example. So the international investment funds, whatever you may call them, there are various terms going around, they are filling in the gap here because they have very deep pockets and they are interested in a long-term return. That is an income over 25 years. There might be a pension fund or there might be this private investment fund like Hines. But James Benson is the director of the Irish Home Builders Association. He told me today, he explained to me what the attraction of Build to Let was for these funds and what was the thinking behind this whole surge in this building projects at the moment.
In Ireland, we know that we need more private, social, affordable and rental accommodation. And I suppose the importance of the rental market and available accommodation in that rental sector is often forgotten. And it does play a critical role in supply. What we need to ensure, we need to recognise, I suppose, that not everyone wants to have home ownership as top of their list. Some take varying views at different times in their lives that they will look at short-term rental or long-term rental even. But those that do take a long-term view on rent, in many cases, it's a gateway to home ownership. What we do need to look at is that do we have a stabilised rental sector? Do we have enough available accommodation in it? And what are the rental costs that are attributed to people? Those costs shouldn't be prohibitive. They shouldn't be overly burdensome. And it shouldn't prevent an individual who is trying to save for a deposit or a couple who are trying to save for a deposit for a mortgage application that they can't do so while rental.
Do you think, though, that these very large built-to-rent developments are sustainable going into the future?
Well, I think if we look at the majority of built-to-rent developments, they are apartments. And I suppose all the commentators would agree and accept at the moment that apartment viability is extremely limited. If we look at the cost of delivery, which is increasing, in the recent months we've seen product inflation alone add in substantial costs to delivery. But domestic banks at the moment aren't funding these projects. They aren't funding the apartment projects because of the viability issues. It's only through the funds that take a long-term view, and that could be 25-year term view, that are actually taking that, they're investing that money.
So these big funds are the only way apartments can be built?
It is, because at the moment, because of the viability issues, it's only those that will take a long-term view on return on investment that will actually mean that the projects and developments can be sustainable. So without them investing in these projects, without the banks, our domestic banks lending out for those similar projects, it means that some of these developments would actually never start or never be developed if it wasn't for the funds that are allowing these projects to happen.
And that is James Benson, the director of the Irish Home Builders, speaking with Fergal Keane. And my thanks to Fergal Keane for that report from Drumcondra.